Good morning, everybody. Go ahead and get started with our title and escrow commission meeting. Today's January 14th, 2019. Welcome to 2019, everybody. We'll start with a quick roll call. I'll start here in the room and then we'll get the names of the folks on the phone. I'm here, James Swan, Allison McCoy, Vice Chair, Randy Smart is here as well. Nancy Franson is here, and David Moore is here. Perry Babbles is also present. Commissioner is not here. Randy Overstreet, Reed Stringham, Steve Gooch, and Tracy Klausmeier. So, Michael Covington, great. Welcome, Michael. How you doing? How about we go with a roll call for those on the phone? Who's with us on the phone? We heard a number of people join.
Bob Wright, Title Resources.
Hey, Bob.
Kurt,
Stuart Title.
Eric Kirk, and then who else?
Sorry, this is Chase Phillips with American Secure Title.
Chase.
Matt Ryan with Westcorp.
Okay, thanks for joining us, everyone, and welcome, Commissioner Kaiser.
Thank you.
Good to have you.
Hi.
We will get started with a review of the previous month's meeting, previous month's meeting, and after the commission's had a chance to review, I'll take a motion to adopt the minutes.
Have the licensing report in front of you. We have Randy here to answer any of your questions about that if you have any. Yes.
Timios, Agency of Utah.
Yeah, this is a fairly simple case. The agency had a trust account in a bank that didn't have an office in Utah. And as everybody knows, you got to have an office in Utah to take the trust money. There were 450 deposits into that account over the time period that we looked at. The agency recognized its error, quickly fixed it. The $5,000 forfeiture is a standard fee across all lines of insurance that the department imposes for this kind of violation. I can answer any other questions that you may have, but I think it's fairly straightforward.
I see that they've obviously remedied that.
Yes.
So, any discussion from the commissioners? No? Okay. I'll take a motion to concur with the penalty.
So moved.
One second.
All in favor of concurring with the penalty?
Aye.
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 Michael, you have our continuing education report.
Yes.
Okay. Come on up.
Come on.
You might want to come up. Reed is close enough to the microphone and speaks loudly enough that you may not be able to hear him all the way back there.
Well, as you can see, I was pretty busy this past quarter.
I see.
January is another busy one because ULTA will usually do their midwinter convention. So other than that, it's pretty straightforward what's there. And Nancy, you were busy too. So that's pretty much it, unless you have any questions.
I did not have any questions or comments on the report. Anybody else?
I think it's great to see this. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we
I'm
appreciate
happy to
all
do
your
it.
Work.
So.
Thank you so much. Okay, so we'll take a motion to. I can't recall now off the top of my head.
I do have a question.
Okay.
If in this process, did you have to turn any courses down? Were there any that were submitted that?
At the moment, not that I can think of.
Okay.
I haven't had any come across that I haven't had any issues with. Not that I can think of, no.
So they're doing pretty good at
yeah.
getting relevant and...
Or screening them ahead of time on what I can and can't approve, so yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
Great. No problem. I'll take a motion to, suppose, Gary, looking at the rule, I think we're they're already deemed sort of approved once... Michael approves them, so perhaps all we can do is concur.
Yes.
At this point.
it's kind of a circular.
Yeah, it's kind of a circular thing we talked about, but we'll roll with that. I'll take a motion to concur with the quarterly licensing report.
So moved.
I'll second.
All in favor of concurring with the licensing report, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Board duties and responsibilities. Gary.
I don't have anything this one. Thank
okay.
you.
No problem. Thanks. Okay, update on 2019 goals. We'll have a further discussion down below in old business. So we'll just give a brief report on the ULTA and then allow Nancy to give a report on the real estate commission. ULTA continues to the only thing to sort of report back on is to continue to evaluate and look at the upcoming legislation for online notarization. And I'm sure, according to the latest newsletter, they're also looking at other legislation that may be coming up in the session. So, not a whole lot to report at the moment, but I'm sure that ULTA will be active in the coming weeks and months as the session kicks off for things that might affect the title business. So. And I should mention, as we were talking before the call started, the ULTA Midwinter Convention is this week in St. George. So beginning Thursday through Saturday in St. George. So there's a lot of great agenda been put together. So for anybody who's able to attend, we encourage that. We can give a report at the next meeting about some of the topics that were discussed at that convention and any concerns that come out of the convention. Nancy?
Okay, it was an interesting meeting last month for the real estate board. Mary Martinez is the person that replaced Amber as their assistant, so that will be our contact with them if we need agendas. As I suspected, Chair Musselman, who was just elected into the legislature, last month was his last meeting, and they have a new chair, Chair Booth. Russell Booth will be their new chair. Their bill was abandoned. They wanted to license home inspectors, and that was abandoned. And their mandatory 3-hour course for all realtors starts this year. They're kind of nervous. They're getting a little back. But they are going mandatory 3-hour course starting in 2019. After the meeting, I went up and talked to the director, Johnny Stewart, and asked him if he would be willing to share how much they have spent on consumer awareness for their public service spot, and also if he would be willing to allow the Department of Insurance to put the link on your website. He called me within that week and said that they had spent $100,000. They were actually filming it the day of the meeting, so it was filmed in December. And he said he doesn't know the cost of how much they've spent on their caravan that goes out. He says it's just not something that they've been collecting the price, but the public service announcement was $100,000, and he said they would be happy to let you link to that public service announcement on the website.
And on ULTAs too, maybe.
He had to think about it. He had to make sure there wasn't any restrictions in Chicago. That was Johnny Stewart, if I can say.
Yeah.
So that's the update.
Thank you, Nancy. That's fantastic news. I appreciate that. Tie into some of our discussion on our goals. Yeah. Let's just go right into that. We don't have any new business, so last meeting we started the discussion on some 2019 goals, and we'll take a few minutes here and continue that discussion. Just to recap, we discussed keeping all of our 2018 goals, modifying them a little bit. Instead of start working with the Real Estate Commission, continue working with the Real Estate Commission, continue making sure testing is relevant, continue working with ULTA, and we discussed perhaps having a more focused and targeted goal for number 4, which was wire fraud education for consumers and agencies. The discussion centered around that being the most critical and issue facing our industry right now is wire fraud and how we get the word out to consumers. We discussed last time a little bit about how this fraud can happen to consumers, particularly buyers who wire in to a wrong, using incorrect wiring instructions because criminals have given them incorrect wiring instructions, and how that can happen without any fault of the title companies. And the fraudsters hack into somebody who's involved in the transaction, their account. Typically it's a real estate agent who's using a public email like Gmail or Yahoo or Outlook.com, so the Hotmail, and then track the transaction, and at the right moment they pretend to be the title company without actually having hacked in to the title company's system, or pretend to be another part of the transaction and send wire instructions or change wire instructions at the last moment. And so many people across the country have fallen victim and potentially lost their life savings because of this. And don't think that it doesn't happen here in Utah. I get reports consistently of people mimicking title companies' emails and communications here in Utah all the time. And so our consumers here in Utah are at very high risk for this. And so I'm glad to hear that there is a public service announcement coming out about that, and we'll have that on our website. But I think that ought to be a continuing topic of conversation, and at the very least, increasing public awareness throughout 2019 ought to be a goal of ours. So to the extent we can accomplish that with the video and anything else, that would be great. So open up the discussion to any other goals you'd like to add or collaboration on any of the goals we've already discussed.
I agree with you that we should focus on consumer awareness. I was really happy with his face. He seemed so shocked when I asked, one, how much did it cost? And two, could we borrow it? That I really didn't expect the answer to come back like it was. But he did say he sees the value in the two working together, the title working with the real estate. The nearest I could come to something that we have that is like their caravan. Their caravan is a, has a much broader aspect, so I don't think that's necessarily the way to go. They didn't seem to be that interested to have someone in title join their caravan. It seemed like it was something they wanted to do. But we have the consistent ULTA education courses that are all over the state. And I wonder if it's something that we can talk to the ULTA about that, that require the ULTA, but say we really need a course, develop a course that is taught in every venue. Is that something that...
Yeah, I know that on the agenda at the convention in St. George, there will be classes on water fraud.
But then we have other ones that go to the regions, you know, GUAB and Price and different things.
Right.
So maybe requiring a course, that same course possibly to be taught in other venues.
Yeah, I think you're right. There's we need to get the word out to title agents as well. Who most, I think most of them are aware, but a lot of them may not still be high on the radar. So agents and consumers have to be considering that.
I remember Dave brought this up. You know, it's important for us to remember that it's good that we're talking about it because not all title companies are part of the ULTA. So I think it's important that we continue to talk about it because we represent all the title companies, whereas the ULTA just represents their membership, and so continuing to have a discussion here is important, as well as the ULTA.
Yeah.
So,
but also with the ULTA, is it something that we can develop a course, or the ULTA, one of our fine instructors, that teaches agents how to tell their consumers, tell their clients? They're trying to watch it on their end, but maybe we haven't taken that one step further of consumer awareness, kind of like the real estate issues.
Yeah. Great points. Okay, why don't we go with those four goals for 2019. If you think of any others, please let us know. Steve, we don't need to carry that forward on the agenda for next time, but if somebody else has something, we can sure discuss it further on. So thanks everybody for that discussion. Going down to other business, we've got, Steve was kind enough to provide a link in the electronic version that was circulated to everyone for the update on the commissioner terms. By way of summary, David and I are up, if you will, in
retiring.
We're retiring.
Oh, you're graduating.
We're graduating in June. And so there will need to be two more commissioners nominated. So,
and that's one for agencies and one for underwriters.
One for underwriters. That's correct. So
I thought they changed the underwriter.
Well, it will potentially be in the department's bill, if I'm not mistaken.
It was last year.
You know, there's two underwriters.
Yeah, two underwriters, two agents, and one member of the public.
Maybe change that.
But there was
changed it last year.
Changed
maybe.
Last year.
Was it last year's bill?
Or
is it coming up in this year's bill?
I don't think so.
Is it this year?
Not doing anything this year. It was last year.
Maybe it was last year.
It was changed.
Time flies.
I immediately called Glenn Roberts and said, "So you or I have to get off?" Because he said, "No, probably a ratification the next time."
Yeah.
It might be a good thing to bring up. I won't be able to be down there in real time, but have them mention it down there so that we get applicants and people.
Right. And I think, if I remember correctly, that the change was if a replacement for an underwriter couldn't be found, then you could go with another agent. Is that right? Another agency representative, but there would still be, you'd still look for another underwriter.
It wasn't precluding that you couldn't.
But is that right for you?
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing here.
Okay. But something that we're worth planning for, like Allison said, worth getting the word out. The last few times it's taken a few months or more to sort of get applicants in. So I guess perhaps in February or March perhaps the department should get the applications out or get the email out for applicants. So.
in the meantime, Steve, is there a way that someone could affirmatively apply right now? Is there a mechanism to do that? How would that happen?
So if they go to the link that's on the agenda, the boards.utah.gov, you can just search up Title and Escrow Commission, and then you can apply right now if you want to.
Okay.
Thank you.
I mean, if we don't get enough applicants between now and March, maybe we'll send that out. But I mean, if we get a bunch now, then we may not need to.
Good point.
Yeah.
Okay. Reed, legislative update.
Yeah, our department's bill is House Bill 55. And if you go there, you're going to and go to the section of the we were focusing on about changing the meetings and the way we do it, you'll see that the statute that's there is not what we talked about. Don't worry when you see that. our representative in the Office of Legislative Research and General Counsel is working on a substitute bill. We've got a lot of other tweaks to the bill. And it will be corrected, and all will be well. I just wanted to let you know.
Perfect.
This isn't on the agenda. I don't know if I can. Well, I'll tell you about it anyway. Last month, we had talked about Provo land and title. The commission concurred in the penalty, but asked us to look into pursuing another claim. The question was whether the legal doctrine of claim preclusion would keep us from doing that. I thought it wouldn't, did some research, found out I was wrong, and so we're limited with what we've done so far, and we can't do any more.
Sure.
So I thought I'd report that to you as well.
Thank you, Reed. Thank you. Thanks for looking into it. Okay, any thing that anybody would like to, we don't have any hot topics, anything that, any items that people would like to add for next month's agenda?
Just to really quick, with Reed's legislative update, the recorders will be running a bill to increase the recording fees.
Okay.
So just so that we're, it's just on the recording here.
Great.
So.
Thanks,
Allison. I don't want to add anything to the bill, but just wanted to make everybody aware that Allison started this week as county auditor.
Thank you. Well, we venture.
Okay. We have Randy.
I probably will need to be excused next month's meeting.
Okay.
Thanks to you, Commissioner. I'll be in the middle of nowhere in Pennsylvania for a 2-week trial.
Make sure you win it. I'll excuse you on the commission if you win that suit.
And it's scheduled for 2 weeks and it starts the 1st of February, so there's a likelihood I won't be here.
Oh, I'll miss you. Best of luck. We'll go ahead and take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everybody.